In thinking about friendship, particularly about how some friendships endure and others don't, I am reminded of the fact that in all my years of driving, I have had just 4 flat tires, and that on each of these occasions, the same person was in the car with me, in 3 different countries, spread out over a period of 8 or 9 years. Jay was a college friend, and though there was always an edge of unease and conflict in our relations, for a time we were close. One spring, while we were still undergraduates, we borrowed my father's ancient station wagon and drove up into the wilderness of Quebec. The seasons change more slowly in that part of the world, and winter was not yet over. The first flat tire did not present a problem. We were equipped with a spare. But when a second tire blew out less than an hour later, we were stranded in the bleak and frigid countryside for most of the day. At the time, I shrugged off the incident as a piece of bad luck, but 4 or 5 years later, when Jay came to France to visit the house where Elle and I were working as caretakers, in miserable condition, inert with depression and self-pity, unaware that he was overstaying his welcome with us, the same thing happened. We went to Aix-en-Provence for the day, a drive of about 2 hours, and coming back later that night on a dark backcountry road, we had another flat. Just a coincidence, I thought, and then pushed the event out of my mind. But then, 4 years after that, in the waning months of my marriage to Elle, Jay came to visit us again, this time in New York State, where Elle and I were living with the infant Daniel. At one point, Jay and I climbed into the car to go to the store and shop for dinner. I pulled the car out of the garage, turned it around in the rutted dirt driveway, and advanced to the edge of the road to look left, right, and left before going on. Just then, as I waited for a car to pass by, I heard the unmistakable hiss of escaping air. Another tire had gone flat, and this time we hadn't even left the house. Jay and I both laughed, of course, but the truth is that our friendship never really recovered from that 4th flat tire. I'm not saying that the flat tires were responsible for our drifting apart, but in some perverse way, they were an emblem of how things had always stood between us, the sign of some impalpable curse. I don't want to exaggerate, but even now I can't quite bring myself to reject those flat tires as meaningless, for the fact is that Jay and I have lost contact, and we have not spoken to each other in more than 10 years.